The modern world literally runs on tiny metals that most people have never heard of. Neodymium, praseodymium, terbium, yttrium, weird names, right? But these are the rare earths. A group of 17 special metals that power everything, from your smartphone screen, electric car motors to fighter jets and wind turbines. These elements might look ordinary in a lab, but they are what makes technology tick. Terbium and yttrium make those bright colors on your phone display. Cerium helps clean up car exhaust. And neodymium, that's what gives electric vehicles their powerful magnetic motors. Now here's where it gets interesting. Almost 30 years ago, China's former leader Deng Xiaoping said, "The Middle East has oil, China has rare earths." And he wasn't joking. China holds almost half of the world's rare earth reserves, around 44 million tons. That's more than double what Brazil has, which comes second. Over the years, China quietly built its control, not just mining these metals, but refining, processing, and even turning them into magnets and alloys used in advanced military systems. So today, whether it's an iPhone, an MRI machine, or even an F-35 fighter jet, somewhere in there you will find Chinese rare earths. And that's why rare earths have now become China's trump card in the global trade war. Now let's rewind a bit. When the United States started hitting China with tariffs and technology bans, Beijing decided to respond in its own way, not with weapons, but with resources. In April this year, China added 7 rare earths and permanent magnets to its export control list. What was the meaning behind that? Any company wanting to send these materials abroad now needs special Chinese government's permission. But the real message was clear. China was aiming straight at the West military supply chain. Because these rare earths are not just used in gadgets, they are the lifeblood of advanced weapons like radar systems, fighter jets, hypersonic missiles, AI-driven drones. Even the US Department of Defense had to delay F-35 jet deliveries because many of their parts depended on Chinese-supplied rare earths. So this isn't just an economic fight anymore, it's a strategic power play, one that could decide who leads in the next generation of military and tech dominance. And while China tightened the screws, the ripple effects of that decision is spreading fast. Factories in the United States, Europe, even Ford's plant in Chicago all faced slowdowns because they couldn't get the magnets they needed. The European Union panicked too. European Union Trade Commissioner urgently called China's Commerce Minister for talks, saying the new restrictions were casting a shadow on European Union-China relations. But while China was flexing, the US wasn't sitting quietly either. President Trump, known for his America First push, in March 2025 signed an executive order and invoked emergency wartime powers to boost domestic rare earth production. He rolled out loans, financing, and fast permits for new mining projects. Right now, the US only has one rare earth mine, the Mountain Pass mine in California, reopened in 2018. To make up for that gap, the US Defense Department even invested $400 million into the company running it, MP Materials, and signed a 10-year deal to buy whatever it produces. Washington also looked abroad for allies. Deals were signed with Ukraine and most importantly Australia, which has the world's fourth largest rare earth reserves. The United States and Australia announced a $1 billion joint venture to mine, process and refine critical minerals, a project that could later expand to over $8 billion. The goal is simple, build an alternative to China, but then that's not easy. You see, China has spent decades mastering the entire supply chain, from digging up the minerals to creating the technology that processes them. Others are still years behind. So what happens next? You can see this as the new technological Cold War. It's no longer just about chips or 5G. Now it's about control of the raw materials that make technology possible. If China manages to use and regulate its rare earth export policy smartly, that is, not too strict to cause global panic, but strong enough to remind the world of its power, then it will prove that Beijing can use resources as effectively as Washington uses dollar or sanctions. But if the world finds a way around it, or if China's control weakens, then its biggest leverage could start to fade. And these are the countries that will eventually find a way around in the near future. Either way, the next few months will be crucial, because this time the world's biggest power struggle isn't being fought with missiles or tanks. It's being fought with magnets and minerals. The board has changed, and it's made of rare earths. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.